Good morning. We are delighted to be talking to Oroville TV today. We are at the Solar Kitchen area opposite PTDC, right in front of the new parking, charging and repair center for electric vehicles. This is part of a larger initiative to make integrated transport, low impact, low noise transport possible in Oroville.
My concern is mainly about city life and the increasing number of vehicles which are overrunning Oroville. We have to think about other measures. For instance, we have to create thresholds on the periphery of the town so that not people just randomly drive through the town.
Our team, ITS, wants to see if we can come up with processes and model that I started with, collective in manner. So we can have like a umbrella trust that allows different current initiatives to plug in, have a more transparency and collective way of organizing ourselves so that we can transition the four-wheelers and fossil fuel-based vehicles into a bouquet of transport solution. You know? So it's more of what your kilometer needs are. Within Oroville you can do bicycles, sometimes you can do electric vehicles, and if you're going to Pondi, you can maybe take a electric car, you can do taxi sharing for Chennai. So overall, trying to see how we can be the more aware of our transport footprint on in Oroville, within Oroville.
When I came 35 years ago to Oroville, the first thing I bought was not a motorbike, but an electro scooter. At the time, they were manufactured in Bangalore. And over the next few years, we had about 20 of these electro scooters here in Oroville. They were very primitive. They had only an on-off switch, no speed control or so, and they had all, unfortunately, lead acid batteries.
Currently, we are offering these vehicles to Orovillians and newcomers to test out and give us feedback as to how they feel about them and whether this will fulfill their need completely. Kinesi cycles have been a great success, particularly with the visitors, people who don't want to create a lot of impact but need a little bit of support while cycling. So this is currently commercially viable. It's being rented out to guests and visitors, and very soon we are hoping we'll include them into our maintenance system also. We are also experimenting with these scooters. This particular scooter happens to be the best scooter that one can get in India. So if you are interested in testing this scooter out, please come to Library of Things right behind us and take it and test it out. And very soon we will start taking orders for this vehicle and order them in bulk from Bangalore and create a whole fleet of scooters available for rental, for maintenance systems, and also for direct buying. The pressure from the outside vehicles is growing. There's clearly more awareness in the community to look at this problem and see how we can all come together to address this issue and make Oroville the low impact, low noise community that we always aspired for.